Hello and welcome to Unquestionably Nerdy, the show where we talk about everything that makes us want to geek out, freak out, and pay homage to Alex Trebek in the only way we know how. I am one of your hosts, Cata MacArthur, and whom am I joined by?
You're joined by apparently your new insurance salesman of a friend, Cole Browning. Cat, why are we selling Colonial Penn?
Are we selling Colonial Penn? Is that what we're doing this episode? I wasn't aware.
I mean, you just said paying respect to Alex Trebek the only way I know how.
Is that what he did?
He was the greatest Colonial Penn spokesperson for like at least 20 years.
All right. Good for Alex.
So all of our 65 plus fans, Colonial Penn insurance.
Well, that's not what we're selling today. Instead, we have another special guest to lead us on today's topic. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, I sell Colonial pins.
Oh.
They're pins with the American flags on them. A lot of banks buy them. They put them in a little jar by the tellers.
Perfect start.
Yes. Would you like a Colonial pin? It has the 1776 year on it, you know, for the America's 250th birthday. It's a really good time to buy a Colonial pin. It's only four payments of $49.99.
Just a single pen for $49.99, or are we talking like bulk?
No, you get three fountain pens. Yeah, you get three.
Oh, that's not a bad deal. It is, but it's not for America.
How much would you be willing to drop the price if I got 1,776?
It's free.
Like 10 cents.
You drive a hard bargain. I'm in.
No, Ethan. If that's what you have prepared, I guess we can talk pen prices, but I was prepared instead to play one of your Jeopardy games, which you had prepared for us instead.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. On that note, I would like to have a little disclaimer and let everyone know that the following little trivia segment, it is an original production of the Unquestionably Nerdy podcast. It is not in any way, shape, or form affiliated or endorsed or sponsored by the associates or associated with the television game show Jeopardy. Any references to Jeopardy, they're just made to identify the style of trivia game that we're playing. That being said, we do have two boards, fellas. This first board that we're playing, it's a lot of general knowledge. We have four categories on it. You have U.S. history, which is, again, you know, it's pretty basic categories, names here. U.S. history, you have science, phrase origins, it's like cool etymology of phrases, and then geography. I will let you know, we do have a wild card. Whenever it's clicked, you'll see just WC at the top, and that'll let you know. Basically, it's for whoever gets it. They get to wager however many points they have, or you know, however many up to. You can wager as many points as you want, up to how many points you have. I will be keeping track of your points. If you get it right, I'll give you some. If you get it wrong, I will be taking points away. Playing mean. any questions?
No, I think it all makes sense. Pretty standard Jeopardy rules. As discussed prior, we'd have no means of like buzzing in a digital audio sense. Cole and I will just be saying buzz to buzz in.
And if at some point that gets too complicated, I'm just going to start saying wee woo wee woo.
that's perfectly fine. I will also let you know, I am going to be very strict on making sure you both answer with a question.
Yeah, yes, fine. As you should.
That being said, to get us started, I have a number 1 through 10. Gentlemen, if you could each pick a number.
6.9.
4.2.
I will let you know, I like both of your numbers. They are very funny numbers. the answer was 6. So, Ken, you're gonna be starting us off here. Ken,
oh my gosh.
The board is U.S. history, science, phrase origins, and geography. It's fully open. Where would you like to start?
Well, shit, brother. Give me phrase origins for 200.
Phrase origins for 200. This phrase was created for adults who almost won a game at the carnival back when cigars were the prizes.
You know, I was excited to sit back and let you run this episode, Ethan, but I have little faith in my ability.
You can do it. I believe in you guys. It's a lot more. It's a lot easier than you think it would be, I think.
I can't tell if I'm making up this phrase, but buzz, 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 buzz.
Yes, can.
What is all that in the pack of cigars?
No.
That's fine.
There is a phrase similar to that. I believe it's like all that.
All that in a box of matches.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
that's the one. I'm sure they were invented around the same time.
Cole, do you have any guesses?
Not ones that I'm willing to make for points. Ooh. I was going to say, I feel like the closest I could get was going to be like a puff of hot air.
Okay.
But I'm not willing to bet anything on that.
In that case, gentlemen, I'll let you know it's a lot easier than you were thinking. What is close but no cigar?
Back
in the day, old carnivals, they had adult carnivals. That's what they were originally meant for, was, you know, adults. And the prizes were cigars. So, you know, if you get, yeah, didn't win, but you got really close, you know, close, but no cigar. Cadden, to steal your board, even though you lost some points there, where do you want to go next?
I'm terrible at geography, so let's see. Geography for 100, please.
Geography for 100. This is the longest river in the world by
buzz,
most...
Buzz.
Hold on. Let's finish. Let's let the question finish being read, Cadden.
No, that's not a rule. I never said that was a rule. I never said that.
Alex isn't here to say that. Alex Trebek isn't here with us to declare that rule. What is the longest river in the world by most measurements? Ethan, what is the Nile River?
That is correct. What is the Nile River?
Hey.
And for listeners, since you can't see the board, I will let you know our point ranges for this first board. They're going to go 1 to 500, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 500. And then for our second board, they do double to go from 2, 4, 6, 8, and 1,000. Ken, it is your board. You're negative 100 points. Where do you want to go?
Still anybody's game. Let's go U.S. History 200.
All right. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation.
There you go.
It's Abraham Lincoln. What is Abraham Lincoln? Who is?
Correct. What? Who is Abraham Lincoln? It took you a second to get there, but we made it.
What is?
What is an Abraham Lincoln? Cole, you're bored. Where would you like to take it?
U.S. history for 5.
All right. This battle is widely considered the... Cole.
What is the Battle of Saratoga?
That is correct.
Buzz. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Cadden, now do you see the problem?
No, I understand.
True, listeners can't hear the question. For the audio listeners, this battle is widely considered the turning point of the American Revolution. The answer is the Battle of Saratoga. The reason is, this is the battle where France was actually convinced to help the colonies. Yeah, I agree with your rule now, Cole. I understand. Yep, you gotta wait for me to read it.
We can let Ethan finish the question. That's fine.
U.S. history for 4.
All right. This is a wild card. So... Cole, you have 700 points. You can wager up to 700 points. The question, go ahead and actually, just tell me how many you want to wager.
I'm going to wager it all.
You're going to wager it all. The U.S. purchased Alaska from this country in 1867 for 700 points, Cole.
What is Russia?
That is correct. Cole, that sends you up to 1400. So we have Cole at 1400 and Cadden at negative 1.
Still anybody's game.
Still anybody's game. Yeah, there's plenty of board left. And I will let you know, this board does have one wild card, but the second board has 2 wild cards. So
neat.
Yeah, crazy. Cook it crazy.
Let's do U.S. history for 3.
U.S. history for 3, knocking it down on the column. This 1803 purchase doubled the size of the United States.
Buzz.
That was a tie. That was
Buzz. I don't know how ties work.
I think for ties, I'm gonna roll a dice. I think for ties, that's the fairest way I can imagine. I can think of right now is to roll a dice. Who wants to be even and who wants to be odd?
I'll be odd.
That's fine.
You are odd.
Thank you.
It was a 2. Cole.
What is the Louisiana purchase?
That is correct. What is
Still
the Louisiana purchase?
Game.
All right, Cole's running away with the history a little bit, but you know it's still kind of close. Somewhat 1,700 to negative 100. Only an 1,800 point difference. I believe in you, Cadden. Cole, where do you want to take us?
Ethan, let's finish out the category.
Let's finish it out. History for 100. This document begins with "We the People."
Buzz. Sorry.
Well, that was Cadden.
What is the Declaration of Independence?
Wrong.
I'm sorry, Cadden. I'm going to have to take another 100 points from you. You're at minus 200.
I didn't want them anyway.
Cole, you buzzed?
Those are the first 3 words of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
That is correct.
What is the preamble?
Cole.
Didn't answer in the form of a question. I will be petty.
When you did, you answered wrong. You said, what is the preamble, not what is the Constitution?
The preamble of the U.S. Constitution. Don't you do it.
I said I was going to be strict.
Dude.
So I'm going to dock you 100 points. I said I was going to be strict.
I'd be fine with giving the preamble, but like the question statement is where I'm hung up.
But very much so, those are the first three words of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, we put the Native America. All these
right, I'll give you this one. I'll give you this one because it's for 100 points. But now you know. Now you know. Cole, history is down. We have science, the full category for science up. And then we have phrase origins and geography pretty much fully open still. Where do you want to take us?
Let's do geography for 5.
Geography for 5. Indonesia is made up of approximately this many islands. Now, I will let y'all know, for your answers, we'll round to the nearest 1,000. It's crazy, right? Coke, what's up, Ken? What do you think?
What is 2,000? No?
I'm sorry,
I didn't need those points.
Cole, do you have any guesses?
There's no fucking way I'm touching this question.
Coward.
So, okay, the answer we're looking for is, what is 17,000?
I was closer than Cole.
You were closer than Cole. Cole, it's your board. Where do you want to take us?
Just do geography for 4.
Geography for 4. This mountain forms a natural border between Europe and Asia.
Buzz?
Oh, a cabin.
What is Everest? That's not right.
So, that's in the United States.
Everest is in the United States. Pause the game.
Sorry. Whoa. I was kidding. That was a test. You bast. But that was wrong.
Everest is in the United States.
That's what I was thinking, man. The Disney ride.
I'm sure it was.
Cole, did you buzz?
Yeah, I'll buzz for this one.
Buzz on it.
In that border.
There's almost a 3,000 point gap. Buzz on it. Take a shot.
What are the Balkans?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is, what are the Ural Mountains?
Well, technically, you said this singular mountain rather than a mountain range.
Should we start a negative score tally for Ethan and badly worded questions?
Nope, too bad. Yes. Too late. Sorry, too late. You can't do it anymore. Question's gone.
Ethan is a negative 800 if he got two minus 400s for Everest and question phrasing.
I did think it was in the look. I was thinking of Mount Rushmore
so
or something.
Ethan's at negative 800.
Mount Everest is the biggest mountain in the United States.
Geography for 3, Ethan.
Geography for 3. This capital city sits on both Europe and Asia.
Buzz.
Cool.
Okay. What is Moscow?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Buzz.
Yes, Captain.
What is Constantinople /?
Give it to him. What's the other fucking name? Give it to him if he gets the other name.
What's the other fucking name? What's the modern name? Shit, I'm sorry to this country. The modern name of Constantinople. Don't tell me. Don't look at me. Look away. Close your eyes.
I'm staring you fucking down.
How long are we going to give him?
I'm staring you down.
Shit. Oh, no. Shit.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Or there's a whole song dedicated. Constantinople.
Yes. What is the first word in that song?
Shit.
Come on, man.
Damn it. It's in Turkey.
Dude, I really want you to have this.
Oh, my God. I want me to have it, too. Oh, my God. Fuck. It's not that. It's the other one.
It's not that. It's the other one. It's the other one.
Da, 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 Constantinople. Da, 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 da.
Caden, I think it may be that time to just submit.
No, I haven't. Damn it. I'm going to hate myself when I hear this. Ethan, tell me.
Well, first of all, you did buzz and you did get it wrong. So
I'm not wrong if I got the city
I can't think of the name. It was previously known as Constantinople. I will tell you that. It is correct.
Oh my god, shit. Ken. Fuck.
Istanbul, Constantinople.
God damn it.
Cole, since you're in the lead, I'll let you decide if you want to give it to him. or do you want me to take away some points?
I don't think you should do either. I think he should stay where he is.
Okay. That's we can that's fine.
Istanbul, Constantinople, da, 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 da. You're right. Fuck.
Shit, on fuck. That note, do we want to give him did you pick this question?
Don't give me shit. I didn't pick it. Don't give me shit.
Heard. Cole, it's gonna be your board still.
Science for five.
The pH scale is logarithmic, meaning a solution with a pH of 4 is this many times more acidic than one with a pH of 6. Caden, why are you looking at me like that at first? Yeah, what's up, Cole? What do you think?
Get away from me.
It's 100 times more acidic.
What is 100 times?
See, I feel like he's getting away with not using that question a lot.
He fixes himself immediately after. If you were to do
Alex
it, I'd give
Trebek
it to you.
Is rolling in his grave.
We're paying respect, man, all right? We're paying respect.
Science for four.
This blood vessel carries oxygen-rich blood from the lungs back to the heart.
Oh.
Oh. Saw the light bulb go
Buzz.
Off the head. Cool.
What is the vena cava?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. That brings you Cole down to 1,200, Caden at negative 1,100. Caden, you have a guess?
I had a thought. It died of loneliness. Skip me.
That's fair. We were looking for, what is the pulmonary vein? That's what you were going to say, right? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah, right on the tip of the tongue, right on the tip of the heart.
Cole, you're bored.
Science for three.
This law states that the force between two objects equals mass times acceleration.
Buzz.
Cole.
What is Newton's second law of motion?
That is correct. What is Newton's second law? All right.
I feel good, guys. I feel smart.
Hey, this is how I felt the first time we recorded the D&D monster thing, man. So, roll in your grave, bro. You and Alex can roll in it.
Alex, move over. I'm coming in.
Cool. We're finishing it out. What are we doing here, man? What are we doing, buddy?
Science for two.
Photosynthesis primarily occurs inside these organelles found in plant cells.
Buzz.
Cole.
What are chloroplasts?
That is correct. What are chloroplasts?
I'm really proud of Cole.
I was really
proud of my friend.
You could tell he was the academic team captain for sure. this really makes it clear. Cole, you're bored, buddy.
This bringing back memories for you, Ethan.
I was the, they called me the good luck charm because I would sit in the back and they just draw pictures. I got maybe two or three answers like ever right in an intramural.
Great.
Yeah.
I will say the one time that we didn't have Ethan in a half, we ended up losing the tournament because of a question that he explicitly knew the answer to, which in my fault, it was me living under a rock.
Yeah,
I had never heard
stuff, probably.
I had never heard Camila Cabello's Havana by
That's
the time
crazy.
This tournament rolled around, and there was an entire question dedicated to it. If Ethan was in, we probably would have won that tournament.
Ethan, you didn't include any Camila Cabello questions in this fucking board.
You're right. I'm gonna be so honest. You're gonna thrive in our next board, okay? I have faith.
Thank God.
I have faith. Okay, it's a lot more because again, this is a lot of just general knowledge, which I feel like this is our Alex Trebek tribute, and then the next board's where like all the fun stuff happens. Cole, are we finishing science off here?
No, we're gonna skip the phrase origins for five.
Phrase origins for five. Okay, this phrase originated from sailing when changing direction against the wind required a zigzag path.
I have no buzz for you.
No.
I'm gonna skip
this
one.
That's fair. This one's hard. Okay. The answer we're looking for is what is to change tack.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Cole, Where are you taking us? We have, for the viewers, we have science for 100, we have geography for 2, and then phrase origins for 1, 3, and 4.
Phrase origins for 4.
Phrase origins for 4. This phrase comes from hunting, where prey escaped by making unexpected turns.
This must be thrilling for the audience right now.
Dude, wow.
My mind is blank.
I thought some of these were easy. Okay.
Unlike SpongeBob, all I can think about.
The answer we're looking for is, what is double back or what is two double back? All right.
All right. Cole,
it's your board. I feel like this is the most Jeopardy-esque like category, too.
Ethan really hates us with this phrase origin one, but phrase origin for 3.
Dude, I thought these were cool. These ones, I think the 3 and 1 are pretty easy too. I hope it makes you feel better. This phrase comes from horse racing, where a horse running on the wrong foot would struggle to keep pace.
I'm sure it does make sense from the other side of
it. It really does. It really does. I'll let you know. Like, I feel like the first one we did on the carnival question for cigars, the answer was kind of in the question. That's how this and the other one are, in my opinion. I think this is the answer is kind of in the question.
Buzz.
Yes, Caden.
What is starting off on the wrong foot?
I'm going to give it to you. It's what is got off on the wrong foot or, you know, starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Bam! Reclaiming some of that ground. Let's go, Caden. Woo! This is your rise.
Still anyone's game.
All right. We have phrase origins and science for 100, geography for 200. Caden, you're down by negative 800. Cole's up 1700. It's a 2500 point gap. Where do you want to take us, buddy?
Fuck it. Let's finish off phrase origins.
Phrase origins. In old England, during storms, animals sleeping on top of the thatched roofs sometimes fell through.
Buzz?
Ding, 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 ding. I said ding when I buzzed, but...
Cole's faster.
I'm going to go with, what is it's raining cats and dogs?
That is correct. What is it's ding, raining ding, cats and dogs?
He did not say what is. He did not say
did.
What is.
He didn't say what
I
is.
I did I don't believe explicitly it. On this one.
I'm going to listen to. I'm going to listen back to this recording, and then I'm going to for real vindicated or real dumb.
Yeah.
You're going to look listen really back, fucking stupid.
And we will dock him 100 points if it's that close at the end of this. You know, right now,
fair.
It's a pretty large gap. If 100 points is the difference maker,
I can still take it.
Cole, it's your board, buddy. We have geography for 200 and science for 100.
Geography.
Go to geography. This country has territory in both Europe and Asia, but it's capitalized entirely in Europe.
Buzz.
That was Caden.
What is Russia?
That's correct. What is Russia? Caden, you're bored. We're taking you to the last one. Science for 100. This force is responsible for keeping planets in orbits around the sun.
Buzz.
That was the same time, so I'm going to roll the dice. Who wants odd and who wants even?
Give me odds.
All right. It was 1. Caden.
What is gravity?
Whoa!
Oh,
yeah!
Finishing strong.
Woo!
Okay. This is what it's like.
Hey, it's halftime. You know, it's the end of board 1.
This is what it's like to feel smart.
Again, you got to think. You know, there's still plenty of room to make up because the next board's worth double points. And we have a whole extra category that you didn't even have in this one. But at the end of board 1, we have Caden with negative 500, Cole with positive 1,800 or 1,800. Going into board 2, Caden, it is your board. Going over to the second board, these are our categories. We have riddle me this. I'm going to give you a riddle. You got to answer the riddle. We have roll for initiative. It's just questions about our favorite pastime tabletop role-playing game, Dungeons & Dragons. We have night shift, where every answer will have the word night in it. Then we have fictional places. I'm going to give you a fictional place. You have to tell me where it's from, whether it's series, you know, wherever it's from, series, book, game, stuff like that. Last category is, wait, that was for kids? I'm going to give you, I wrote down 5 really bad descriptions of childhood shows that, you know, we all grew up with. And you have to tell me the show based off the description. Caden, sure, board. I know it says the point totals are not what they are, but yeah, they're all double points.
They're all doubled.
It's your board. Where do you want to start us off, buddy?
All right. I like a good riddle. Give me riddles for 300.
Riddle me this for 300. Forward, I am heavy, but backwards, I am not.
Buzz.
Cole.
What is a ton? T-O-N.
Okay, really quick. Also, I'm going to change the points back. It was negative 500 for Kaden. And there you go. Sorry, I forgot to mark him over. You said, what is a ton?
Yes, T-O-N.
That is correct. What is the word ton? All right.
There we go. All right.
Cole, where do you want to go?
Riddles for 5.
Riddle me this for 500. I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released.
Buzz.
Yes, Kaden.
What is a dead miner?
No, that's very funny, though, and I like it a lot. But unfortunately, that is not correct.
I think
correct.
I win. I think I got that.
That's a pretty funny answer.
You know, I think that is... that may not be the answer you have, but that answer works.
Hold on. I will say it doesn't work. Ken, it has to be a dead miner from a mine collapse or some other accident in a mine. Because what if you just died of natural causes? Think about it.
Specificity. When are riddles specific?
Bullshit. Riddles are always specific.
No.
They're pretty specific.
They are.
Cole, do you have any guesses? If not, I might not take points away from him because I like that answer.
I don't have a guess, and I don't think he should be wrong. That was a great answer. I don't think he should be right.
Okay. We'll keep you at minus 500 points. The answer we're looking for is, what is pencil lead?
Shut up in a wooden case. You kind of are released, though.
But it is released on paper.
Okay, fine. I wrote the bad question. All right, sorry. I wrote a bad question.
Give me those goddamn 1,000 points. I earned it.
We'll see how I feel by the end of this. Cole, it's your board. Where do you want to take it?
I mark it down. An extra 1,000 points for me.
Riddle me this for 4.
Here, Archicad. Now I can. You know what? It's fine. I can give you 1,000 points for that. Riddle me this. Sorry, it's riddle me this for 800. Actually, the person who makes me doesn't want me. The person who buys me doesn't use me. And the person who uses me doesn't know it.
Makes me doesn't want me. Person who buys me doesn't
Buzz.
Use me. Person who uses me doesn't know it.
What is a coffin?
That is correct.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a coffin. All right. Cole.
See, this was our dead joke. Not the dead miner, even though that may have been the better one.
Dead miner was a better joke.
Roll for initiative for 5.
Roll for initiative for 500. These powerful wizards created several iconic spells and were published as an... Oh, yeah, sorry. These powerful wizards created several iconic spells and were published as Tactical Study Rules player characters in 1976.
Oh. I know them.
We all know them. We all know them.
Are we naming the individual wizards, or are we getting the party name?
If you, or sorry, there's 3, and if you can name one wizard out of the 3,
Buzz.
It's yours.
Buzz.
Cole. Talk about that.
If we just want one, who is Mordenkainen?
Buzz. Can I also name one? Can we see who names more?
Cole, I'll. You know what, Caden? How many do you think you can name?
I can name one more.
Out of the 3.
I can name some more. I'll name... Do we want to go one at a time?
Well, no, I'm saying how many can you name? There's 3. Can you name all 3?
Mordenkainen. Who are Mordenkainen?
Wait. Don't say them yet. I'm just saying, can you or do you think you can or no? Because Cole thinks he can name 2. I'll let Cole name 2. And if you can name 3, then I'll give it to you.
I think so.
Okay. Cole, name one more.
Name 3.
All right. My other one's going to be Tasha.
I'm not going to say whether that's right or wrong. Kaden, name 3.
Who are Mordenkainen, Tasha, and Bigby?
Okay. Tasha's not on the list.
Okay.
I will let you know, I am giving you this to Kaden. I'm giving this to Kaden. He did get more correct.
Bruh, but I buzzed.
Who are Tenser, Bigby,
Tenser,
and or Mordenkainen? It was who got more at this point because there was a bunch of answers. And it's a big question. I'm giving it to him. I like
big question.
He did better. He named 2 and you named 1. Sorry, he picked the more right answer. You know, there's 2 right answers. Fine. One's just more right, you know. Kaden, it's your board. Where do you want to take us?
I'll go night shift for 300.
Night shift for 300. In Arthurian legend, this hero was the greatest of the Round Table until his affair with Queen Guinevere.
Buzz.
Buzz.
That was the same time. Kaden, you've picked every time, so Cole, do you want to be odd or even?
Even.
It's a 6. So it's for you, Cole.
Who is Lancelot?
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Okay. I think I know where he's going with this.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds to fix your answer. One, two,
who is the Knight Lancelot?
That is correct. Who is Knight Lancelot? Thank you.
Every question. I thought you were going to say who is Sir Lancelot.
No. Every answer does have the word knight in it. I'm going to need the word knight in every answer.
There you go. Okay.
Cole, it is your board.
Wait, that was for kids for 5.
Wait, that was for kids for 500. A family of cryptid hunters travel the world with a cat monster, keeping ancient horrors from destroying Earth.
Buzz.
Cole.
Yeah.
What is the Secret Saturdays?
That's correct. What is the Secret Saturdays? Yeah.
Would you describe him as a cat monster?
More like a Sasquatch thing.
More like a Sasquatch.
Well, it's a bad description. That's the point. It's duh. It's a bad description. I'm allowed to write bad questions on this one.
Minus 1,000 points for Ethan.
No, don't keep points for me. Stop.
Ethan, you're not doing great.
You're down 3,000.
Wait, that was for kids.
Wait, that was for kids.
For 4.
For 8. Yeah. An unsupervised martial artist with severe control issues leads a squatter commune of tax evading adolescents.
Buzz.
Cole.
What the fuck?
The show. What is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That is incorrect. I'm going to take 800 away from you. Caden, do you have a guess?
An unsupervised martial artist with severe control issues leads a squatter commune of tax evading adolescents. I think this could be a lot of things, but what is Shaolin Showdown?
I'm sorry, Caden, that is not what we're looking for. The answer we're looking for is, what is Teen Titans?
I guess that makes sense.
What?
Yeah.
Because Robin is a martial artist.
Yeah.
I never would have considered them squatters. That's rough. Fictional places for 5.
Fictional places for 5. Camp Wawanakwa.
Oh.
That's a deep cut. That's a deep cut. Cole.
What is Camp Lazlo?
Fortunately, that is not correct.
What is Ben 10? That one episode where they go to that summer camp?
I'm sorry, Cad. That's also not correct. The answer we're looking for is, what is Total Drama Island?
Oh, no. Fuck.
Camp Wawanakwa in Ontario, Canada? What? You don't remember?
I tuned out of that show when it came on.
I'm disappointed in you guys.
I know, we should have known. I was between Laszlo and Total Drama Island.
It was nice to be in positive point range.
It was cool for a little bit.
Night Shift for 5.
I'm still beating you.
This 80s show featured a crime-fighting badass in a Pontiac Trans Am.
Buzz.
Oh. Yep.
What is Knight Rider?
Yeah.
That is correct. The badass we're talking about is, of course, David Hasselhoff. Cool dude. What an awesome guy. Don't know him, but, you know, he's cool.
He's one of the most popular celebrities in all of Germany.
He is. Germany loves him.
He's released, like, German rock songs.
Whoa.
You need to go down the Hasselhoff rabbit hole.
Maybe.
Next episode.
Night Shift for 4.
Night Shift for 4. I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants points, hardly renowned, is how this 1976 song begins. Maybe this one should have been 1,000.
No clue. Zero idea.
Sorry, I'll do the first part better. I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. That's how. Tight pants points, hardly renowned. That's something along those lines. Any guesses, Cole?
0.
Wow. We're looking for What Is Night Moves by Bob Seger.
I was about to say that.
Is that really what you were going to say?
Yeah, because I was going to say night doesn't have to be spelled with a K in all of these, does it?
Connect. No, it doesn't. And you know what? I trust you, Cole. I'll give you the points. You said you were going to say it. I trust you.
All right.
No, I ruined it. Damn it. I ruined it. Sorry, Cole. It's your board. Where do you want to go?
Fictional places for 4.
Fictional places for 4. Cerulean Cave.
Buzz.
Cadden.
What is Pokemon franchise?
I'll give it to you. What is Pokemon or Pokemon Fire Red?
Yeah.
Is Fire Red supposed to be like the remaster, like the remake of the first game?
Fire Red is the first game. There was Fire Red, Emerald Green. Well, no, sorry. There was Fire Red and Water Blue, and then Emerald Green came afterwards, and that's when they had Rayquaza.
But I didn't think they had like the fire and the water names until they were remade.
Red is the original in Gen 1. Fire Red and Leaf Green are the remakes in Gen 3. Emerald is the Gen 3 game with Rayquaza.
Sorry, I thought I made Pokemon Jeopardy like 2 weeks ago.
I'm
going to
minus a couple points for you there.
I feel like that was a minus 800 cut.
Minus 8.
You know,
Ethan, you're at negative 2600. I'm just saying.
Hey. I'm happy to be last. I'm just hanging with my friends. Cadden, it's your board.
Fictional places 300.
Fictional places 300. Markarth.
Ding, buzz. Cadden. Oh, sorry. I finished before you finished the thing.
No, you didn't. You said it afterwards. Yeah.
Okay, Markarth is buzz. What is Skyrim?
That is correct. What is Skyrim? Cadden, you're bored.
Anybody's game.
Anybody's game. It is. We still have two wild cards left on the board.
Yeah, fictional places 200.
Fictional places 200. King's Landing.
Buzz.
That was the same time. Cole.
Really? Was it? The latency is crazy here.
Picking
it
up.
It really is.
I'm being fair. Odd. I'm being fair.
You're being fair. It's from your perspective.
Cole, let's see you.
What is Westeros? In parentheses,
Buzz,
Game of Thrones.
Buzz, can I correct? Can I correct? Because I have a more accurate answer.
Yes,
I have a more accurate
sir?
Answer. What is A Song of Ice and Fire, the original book series title?
No, fuck you. This is Game of Thrones.
No, the original series, the original book series is called A Song of Ice and Fire. That is where it's from.
Okay, but also I still
I
got
put,
it right.
What is Game of Thrones? So
I think I'm right.
I do think you are right and kind of more right, and you taught me something. I don't think I should dock Cole points off though for getting it. Yeah,
you know, I'll tell you this. Ethan, I'll let you decide. The first book in the series where we first see the name King's Landing is called A Game of Thrones, but the franchise itself is A Song of Ice and Fire. But the franchise itself extends out further than just that main series. So up to you.
I think I got to give it to Cole because the answer says what is Game of Thrones.
But I'm going to give myself an extra.
I'll give you points. No, it's 200 points. So nothing happens. Nothing happens. You know, you both get points. But Cole.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mulligan.
I'll share those points.
Yeah. Cole, was it Cadden's board?
I'll give that Cole.
Let's keep it Cadden's board. As a nice compromise.
Let's finish off Fictional Places 100.
All right. The Shire.
Buzz.
Buzz.
That was cold.
What is Middle-earth from the Lord of the Rings franchise?
That's correct. What is Lord of the Rings / The Hobbit?
I was about to say The Hobbit, but you got it.
No. Plus 200 points for me.
I was
going to
be more correct.
I get 2 points. I get plus 2 points. 200 plus 200 points.
I'll give you 200 points.
Cole, you're bored. We have Night Shift for 1 and 2. Wait, that was for kids. 1, 2, and 3. Roll for Initiative 1 through 4. Riddle me this. 1 and 2. You are up 4,300 to 1,500.
Wait, that was for kids for 3.
Wait, that was for kids for 300. Wild card! So, how many do you want to wager? Don't read the question. How many do you want to wager?
All of it.
Okay. 4,300 points on the line. A tiny child prodigy runs an illegal, OSHA-violating underground research facility.
What is Dexter's Laboratory?
Cole, for 4,300 points, that is correct. You are up to 8,600 points. Kind of running away with it at this point. I'm sorry, Cadden.
We don't know if he was OSHA violating.
Cole, it is your board. Where do you want to take it?
He could have had OSHA approval.
Let's do roll for initiative for 4.
Definitely was not getting OSHA approval. rule for initiative for 4, introduced in 5th edition, this optional rule allows players to calculate armor class without wearing it.
Buzz.
Cadden.
What is unarmored AC? Technically, what is 10 plus dexterity modifier?
Give it to him.
We're looking for what is unarmored defense.
That's close enough. Give that one to him.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give it to you. Cole, Cadden, it is your board. Cole, Cadden.
Kaladin. Let's keep going. Roll initiative 300.
All right. This person created D&D.
Buzz.
Ding.
Cadden said ding before Cole said buzz. So I'm going to go.
Jesus. Cadden, you're right about that latency.
I'm answering before Ethan finishes so I can get my buzz in first, because that's when Ethan is hearing me.
Still waiting. You cheater.
Who is Gary Gygax?
That is correct. That is correct. Gary Gygax.
And Jeff Perrin and Dave Arneson.
Who is Gary Gygax? Where do you want to take us, buddy?
Roll for initiative 200.
This D&D race is the first of two that offers your choice of feat instead of specific abilities.
Buzz.
Cadden.
What is variant human?
That is correct. What are variant humans? Cadden.
Yay!
Do you want to finish it off? Where do you want to go?
Finish off roll for initiative.
This parasitic monster mimics chest-like structures to entrap greedy adventurers.
Buzz.
Cadden.
What is mimic?
That's correct. All right, making a little comeback. Okay. Got some, steam's rolling through him. He's ready. He's found the trick. Cadden, it's your board. We have Riddle Me This, Night Shift, and Wait. That was for kids.
Fighting that latency. Okay. Let's do Night Shift 200. Why not?
This filmmaker became a global sensation after they created the 1999 film The Sixth Sense.
Buzz.
That was at the same time. Cadden, I also just love you, like, getting your hand ready, like you're ready to hit a button and left it there. It was the same time. Cadden, it's your time to pick a number, buddy.
Odd. Yeah.
It was odd. Five. It goes to you, Cadden.
Who is M. Night Shyamalan?
That is correct. Who does
M. Night Shyamalan? Who does him? I'll let you keep those points. Don't worry.
Thank you. It was for funny. Who does M. Night Shyamalan? Cadden. Where are you going, man? Where are we going?
Finish off Night Shift 100.
All right. This game piece can only move in the shape of an L. Oh.
What is a knight?
Yeah.
What is a knight? Correct. Good job.
I couldn't remember what chess piece it was, but it's a fucking the only one that has knight in the name. I forgot the fucking category.
Go where you want to go, buddy.
Riddle me this for two.
Cole, you got the other wild card, man. Go ahead and tell me what the wild... Hold on. I don't want you to read it. How many points are you wagering?
How much is this question normally worth?
400. You have 8,800. You are up by like 50...
A lot.
Yeah, like 5,000, pretty much.
400.
Okay. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. Oh!
I don't see the thing.
Oh, wait, yeah. There it is. Ha.
Speaking of living here without ears.
I'm going to say, what is an echo?
Congratulations, Cole. You just earned 400 points, putting you at 9,200. What is an echo?
How does an echo come alive with the wind? Oh, I guess wind echoes through it. Yeah. I guess wind echoes through a pass. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Cole, where do you want to go?
Wait, that was for kids for two.
A child with hair-to-head ratio defies physics.
Dang, Buzz.
Cadden.
Hair-to-head ratio, that could be a lot of anime characters. Who is Goku? I don't know. Who is Dragon Ball Z? Who is Dragon
correct.
Ball? What is Dragon Ball?
Unfortunately, that is not correct.
A child. Hair-to-head ratio.
Child.
He was a child in Dragon Ball.
That is correct.
Hair-to-head ratio defies physics.
You know, I was hearing the Discord notifications and I just looked and just heard y'all fucking saw you arguing. Stop cheating, you asshole. Wait, you bitch. Wait for him to finish.
I was going to say, this latency is really hitting us hard. We're having to,
I'm playing to the latency.
We're having to buzz in, 3 seconds before you stop reading.
Wow. Well, do you have any guesses, Cole? on who with hair. Guys, we're looking for Jimmy Neutron. What is Jimmy Neutron?
Does he defy physics though?
All the time.
I mean, yeah.
I think it's just practical science fiction.
No.
Well, it's okay because your opinion doesn't matter. Where do you want to go?
Pick one for me. I don't care.
Pick one for you? That's not how this game fucking works, man. Sorry.
Alex is rolling in his.
You got two answers. Right. You can go to Riddle Me This. You can go to Wait, That Was for Kids.
Riddles for one. All right. Or two.
Riddles for Kids.
I have cities, but no houses. No, I'm just kidding. I have mountains, but no trees.
Buzz.
Caden.
What is a map?
That is correct. All right, Caden, you've already lost, but, you know, it's okay. One last question up here. An Ice Cube survivor tries to dodge a traumatized prince with daddy issues.
Ice Cube survivor tries to dodge a traumatized prince with daddy issues. Oh, Buzz.
Caden.
What is Avatar The Last Airbender?
That is correct. All right, and... our total score, drum roll, please. Brrr. We have Cole with 9,200 and Caden with 3,900 and me with negative 2,200, I believe.
2,400.
I get 200 points for putting two boards together.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 points. I get
200 points. Yeah, Cole, as the winner, you get to send me $50 on Cash App.
Hey, congratulations.
Fuck Woo, you. No.
Cool.
No, but Cole, buy me dinner.
No, but those are the rules.
No, you, I'm not going to buy you dinner.
Cole, you get to buy me dinner.
As every Jeopardy contestant does.
I would have bought you dinner. I would have bought you dinner, Ethan. If you didn't have a score of negative 2,400, get within like the negative 500 range, we could talk.
Bro, I'm just the good luck charm. We discussed this. I'm not supposed to know the trivia. I just draw pictures. Okay.
I didn't see any pictures in there.
You didn't look.
I didn't see a single picture in that Jeopardy board.
You didn't look. We could play the what we
did. I didn't. Okay. And I won't.
Yeah, yep. And then, you know what? And neither did the viewers. The viewers saw no pictures either.
Yeah. So much to look at. All of our handsome faces.
Yeah, you're all right. Well, I can't see Cole, and that's kind of just like making everything a little better.
Yeah, that's true. Well, gentlemen, I feel like we learned a lot.
Yeah, I learned that you don't know. I think that you should have studied more in school, Caden. That's
nah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got a whole 3,900 points. If you score a 3,900 on a test in school, you're golden.
The thing is, I you know what? I would agree if the rest of the class didn't triple you. Sorry.
You're still golden.
You failed. You had a 50.
I'm going to get so many degrees with my 3,900 GPA. What was it?
My 3,900 gap. My big gap.
My big gap.
My large gap will get me so many scholarships.
Well, Ethan, yeah, thank you for running game. Yeah,
you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure. I love playing games.
Well, dear audience, if you want Ethan to run a game for you, you can buy him dinner.
Yeah. I'm really cheap.
Buy him Taco Bell. It's fine.
That's the people that are having the lettuce poo-poo pants party disease going on.
Yeah, I did go to Taco Bell last night, and I made sure to click lettuce off of my item.
I would say more respectable than that, get him Moe's, because apparently Chipotle is also having the lettuce problems.
Mm. You know what? Honestly, just send me $20. I'll go to my local taco truck, and it'll be a great time. They're great. They don't even speak English, and that's the best part.
That's how you know they're a good place.
That's what I'm saying. It's the best place I know, man. It's so yummy. It's so good. Yeah. So just, you know, hold on. Send me $40. I got to pick my lady out, too.
Well, Cole, anything you want to share as you pull up your Venmo to send Ethan his winnings?
Yeah. Oh, we can also consider it your first payment for my Colonial pin set that I'll be sending your way.
Yeah. That's we'll talk true. About that eventually, definitely. Next episode we have you on. Don't ever have Ethan back on the show. Okay.
I guess my only thing is Everybody remember, random knowledge isn't everything, but damn sure feels like everything when you beat Kadden.
Amen.
Both of your D&D characters are dead next session.
Try it, bitch.
I've been trying for so long, actually.
You're right, it's not a threat. Ethan, your character is going to survive. He's going to have a happy life.
No, stop. I'm just going to be alive and poor forever. No. No. I can't.
At this point, Kadden cannot kill off Ethan's D&D character because it would be what he wants.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I just want to play something different, you know? Maybe sometimes I just want to experiment a little bit. The only people that can die are the NPCs I play. Sorry, exactly. The single NPC I played that everyone else hated.
There were two.
Are you sure?
You had Ohashi and you had your one-shot character.
Yeah, remember the one-shot that we all died at the end of?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. I forgot about that. Yeah, I made a guy that was unkillable and then you killed him.
And I killed you anyway, yeah. It's great. It's good. Well, this is also good.
I'm definitely making more Jeopardy now that you're reminding me of this, so. You're fueling me.
We'd be excited to play any more rounds, whether it's themed Jeopardy towards a specific nerddom or just another nerd trivia like this.
Heard.
Mm-hmm. So, Ethan, Cole, either one of you want to wrap us out?
Ethan, why don't you wrap us out?
I'm wrapping this out. Bye guys, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been the Unquestionably Nerdy Podcast with the fantastic voice actor, man, the myth, the legend, the greatest DM behind Brendan Lee Mulligan and Matt Mercer, and a great friend of mine, Kadden MacArthur, and our sometimes controversial and politically incorrect color commentator, Cole Browning. Thank you again for watching the Unquestionably Nerdy Podcast, and have a great rest of your day. Mwah. Kisses.
We should have you wrap up all episodes. Damn. Okay.
Hell yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.